USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The vote is on as of now. A Senate committee expected to cast its votes this morning at 9:30 Eastern on whether to send the nomination of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to the full Senate for confirmation. That after yesterday's closely watched Senate hearing in which Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. Kavanaugh strongly denying it repeatedly during that hearing.
None of these allegations are true.
Correct.
No doubt in your mind.
Zero. I'm 100% certain.
Not even a scintilla.
Not a scintilla.
A long search for a missing special needs boy ends tragically. Maddox Rich's body was found yesterday. The six-year-old had gone missing last week, running off ahead of his father while they were out at a park. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Personal information of three Republican senators involved in yesterday's Brett Kavanaugh hearing leaked online. Phone numbers and addresses of Senators Lindsey Graham, Orrin Hatch, and Mike Lee were posted on their Wikipedia pages. They've since been taken down, but screenshots of the information are still circulating on Twitter. The Securities and Exchange Commission now charging Tesla CEO Elon Musk with fraud. The complaint filed yesterday accuses Musk of making false and misleading statements when he tweeted that he was thinking of taking the electric car company private, saying that he had secured funding to do it. It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Florence hit the Carolinas, and those states are still dealing with flooding. People in South Carolina's Horry and Georgetown counties are being warned to limit travel still as rivers are still flooded. The river's cresting, but there's still no telling how much damage is done because the waters have yet to recede. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar saying that the cost of benchmark health care plans under the Affordable Care Act will fall about 2% this year. More from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Azar announced insurers proposed to lower premiums for benchmark or silver ACA health insurance plans by 2% nationally, and that the number of federal exchange insurers will grow for the first time since 2015. He credited President Trump for the improvements in the insurance marketplace. Leslie Dock, chairman of Protect Our Care, said the simple fact is that Trump and Azar's policies will kick people off their health insurance, allow insurance companies to sell junk insurance policies that discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions, charge women and older people higher premiums, and kick people off when they get sick. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Murphy Brown is back, the iconic 90s sitcom about a TV news journalist. Given a reboot, it premiered last night on CBS with much of the original cast, and a running gag on the original was the revolving door position of Murphy Brown's secretary, who was someone new almost every week. In last night's premiere episode, the secretary showing up to try to get the job was Hillary Clinton. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.